Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. Representative Herr moves the approval of the minutes for April 29th, 2020. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Next item on our agenda is calendar for the day for May 4th, 2020. I would ask if the committee administrator has provided a copy of the calendar to members or if I should describe it.
Should be in your emails.
So members, the calendar should be in your email inbox. Happy to
Chairman.
Representative Dowd.
If you wouldn't mind, I think it's fairly short, just a couple of bills. If you wouldn't mind just telling us what's on it.
Representative Dowd, that's exactly what I was just about to do. So we have House File 3429, which is the bipartisan elections bill. And we have House File 4415, which is the Daphne part-time workers bill for schools. Those are the two items on the calendar for this coming Monday. So Representative Herr moves adoption of the calendar for the day subject to rules 1.21 and 3.33. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the calendar for the day for May 4th, 2020, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
The motion prevails and the calendar for the day is approved for May 4, 2020, subject to rules 1.21 and 3.33. The last item on the agenda today is waiver of Joint Rule 2.03. Representative Herr moves that pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, committee deadlines for future action on House File, House File 2475 are waived and the bill is ready to move on to the next committee. We'll be referred to the next committee. Any discussion to that motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Dowd.
If you could just tell us what that bill does.
Representative Dowd, it is a Schultz bill. It is my understanding that Representative Schultz is available to describe it. Representative Schultz?
Thank you, Chair. So this is the bill that allows banks, financial institutions, protects them from civil and criminal liability when they try to prevent fraud, fraudulent transactions for older adults. It's like the broker's dealer bill we passed in 2018. And it's got bipartisan support. It passed Commerce and now it's heading to judiciary at no fiscal cost.
Further discussion. Seeing none, then to the Herr motion that House File 2475 have deadlines waived pursuant to 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6 and be referred to the Committee on Judiciary, Finance, and Civil Law. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. The deadlines are waived. Members, if there's nothing else before the committee today, we are adjourned.